Choose a Charm by Heather Spellman. Read by Georgina Sadler and Kristen D. Mercurio. To Anna and Darcy, my magical sisters.
Chapter 1. Just Say the Magic Word. Effie. Bong. The ornate clock tower on Yellow Brick Grove's town hall tolled 6, jerking Effie Chalmers out of a quaint imaginary world in which alarming electric bills and dead mothers did not exist. Alas, back in reality, such things were omnipresent. Even Effie's book-lined bedroom, with its cozy striped reading chair and magnificent pothos plant, was haunted with memories of her mother's quick smile, her careful way with a watering can, and the bedtime stories that had kept a young Effie and her younger sister Bonnie bespelled for weeks at a time. So, too, was the household to-do list, written on a starry notepad that read, "From the escritoire and heart of Lyra Chalmers." Effie knew it was silly, but using her mother's stationery made her feel like Mom was still there. That when Effie jotted out a note or a particularly captivating passage from a book, it was actually her mother doing the transcribing. And after the year she'd had navigating wills and funeral arrangements and pitying, prying conversations from the townsfolk, Effie needed that presence, even if it was one that shimmered just out of sight at the corner of her bespectacled eye. A leaf blower, courtesy of 3-time Yellow Brick Grove Garden of Perfection winner Freddie Noonan, 5 doors down, revved in time with the clock tower. Effie's book, a marble-edged edition she'd snuck from the rare books room of the library where she worked, slipped from her hand. Its pages flapped in consternation and in warning of a book restoration bill that was about to join the electric one. No. Unexpected expenses, Exhibit A, the aforementioned electric bill, were Bonnie's remit, not Effie's. Effie did not abide the unplanned, the spontaneous, the ill-considered. Certainly not since the weight of the entire household had come to rest upon her shoulders, like a leaden cloak of responsibility. She knew she could never replace their mother, but she did have to walk in her shoes, if the sisters were to keep their childhood home safe from opportunistic property developers, and if Bonnie were to make it to 30 without a divorce, a bankruptcy, or a flirtation with cult membership. It was not looking good. A snap of her fingers, and an emerald stream of magic righted the book, setting it back on the side table and tucking in Effie's favorite bookmark, a faded photo collage of her mother that a younger, more carefree Effie had carefully printed and laminated. Mom's smile. Oh, how Effie missed that kind, generous smile. Poked out from the top of the book, watching with love as Effie gathered her outfit for her evening library shift, one of the many extras she'd taken on to avoid being at home alone with Bonnie. Not that her wardrobe required much gathering. Effie's habitual attire consisted of a rotating series of cardigans, high-waisted pants, and t-shirts with literary quotes on them that drew approving nods from the library patrons, and exasperated sighs from her sister, a perfectly put-together blonde who had tried numerous times to turn the drably brunette Effie into someone more photogenic and outgoing. Effie, who did have an appreciation for fashion, albeit one mostly shaped by her favorite books, Anne of Green Gables's puffed sleeves, Miss Marple's knitwear, had pushed back. None of it had felt right. And now, as the polite face of the family's grief, Effie simply wanted to go through life without being perceived. The less you stood out, the fewer questions you got about how you were doing, or how long it had been, or whether you had anything planned for the upcoming anniversary of your mother's constantly whispered about demise. In the bathroom, Effie spun the faucet and stepped beneath the temperamental flow of water, then stepped straight back out again, muttering every expletive that came to mind. Given that a young Effie had read the dictionary cover to cover for fun, this was quite a few. The water was positively arctic, as it so often was after Bonnie yelled those 3 fateful words, "Getting ready, F!"